T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Do you guys think, I think I know, you know, just from knowing you guys for a long time, at least a little bit of the answer to this, but do you think you're the kind of person who bites your tongue most of the time, or you're more likely to say what you're thinking? I would say of any of us, Lazlo's probably the most likely to say what he's thinking if it's a question that could be tough for people to ask. And I don't mean because it's mean to the other person. I think you'll bite your tongue in those situations.
I think timing is everything, too. I have a tendency to be like, okay, I want to tell everyone in this room what I think, but maybe I should do that individually at different times, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's, you know, timing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to say it, though.
It's like getting in a fight with your significant other.
Right.
You want to say it, but maybe you hold it.
But I'm probably
more
likely than most people to say what's on my mind. How about that?
I would say in the upper percentage, whatever that is, you're somewhere up there. I would think top 10%, something like that, just based on my very small sample size. But
well, there are some times you're in a meeting or in work and there's, you know, 50 people and you're like, man, I'd like to, just let me bite my tongue and figure this out later.
I've seen you find
That doesn't happen all the time.
I've seen you find
sometimes
nice
I'm
ways.
In big meetings. I'm like, you know what? You're an idiot.
Yep. And knowing you, I can hear what you're saying in front of all these people, and it sounds very helpful and all those things. And I'm thinking, oh, man, he is so pissed right now. When we get out of here, he's going to complain about what that guy said for at least the next 20 minutes. That was ridiculous. Well, this poll that they took, it said 57% of people, so most people, think that, I guess, the world would be better if everyone just told people what they were thinking and never held back. And
boy.
I'm thinking that, first of all, just seems like an obvious wrong answer.
No, of course. And, you know, a major amount of the time, if you're someone like me, when you say what you're thinking, you might have wanted to give it a little bit of time to kick it around.
Sure.
I'm sometimes envious of those people who go like, hey, you just asked me a question. Let me think about that.
Exactly.
And I know, you know, the problem is that doesn't really play in the corporate world.
Right.
Because you're like, you know, I'd like to think about that. You're like, oh,
you should have answers.
Right.
We need answers.
And you should be aggressive. We want aggressive. But really, probably the smartest answer is, you know what? Let me think about that and get back to you. That's probably the smartest answer.
Well, and
I don't think I've ever said that. I don't think I've ever said, let me think about that and get back to you.
I've definitely said I don't know probably too many times. I think somewhere along the line someone told me, it might have been like in high school, people are afraid to say I don't know. You know, that's a sign of intelligence. I was like, great, I'll just say I don't know all the time. And I thought eventually this might not be working out the way that I had planned. But, I'm just not the kind of person who can stand up and most of the time and say it because I'm afraid I'll screw it up or whatever. But it's not just in the corporate world, because they're asking people, from my understanding in this poll, it's everything. It's relationships. It's things that's going on with your friends, whatever. And for 57% of these people to think that the world would be better if we just said what we were thinking, there are obvious things that I don't want to hear from you.
Well, there's obvious things that people aren't thinking that I'm thinking.
That's true.
Right? Like maybe they're just simpletons. I don't mean, but I mean that like maybe what they're thinking is, you know, if someone buys a new car or think about buying a new car, like, I don't like that style.
Right.
Right? Like, maybe we should say that. But maybe they're not like, you know, hey, I'd like to delve into your relationship and, well, your wife here.
Right.
The real
yes.
pain in the ass. Like, you know, those are things maybe you want to kick around before you just mention to Steve that Sheila's a real bitch, right?
Yes, which we all know Sheila can be a bitch. But
she's hot as hell, though.
If Johnny Cool pulls up in a new cool car, and he's like, Lazlo, look at my car. Isn't it sweet? And you're thinking, that is Lamesville. You don't tell him that. You say, yeah, it's nice. That's the nice thing to do.
Right.
Being honest all the time is a ridiculous concept. Luckily, it does say that 83% of the same people polled said that they bite their tongue a lot because they avoid, surprise, surprise, saying things that they're afraid might offend people.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good. It says that per average, every day, we hold back four times a day. I would say that's a low number. I guess it depends on how many people you're interacting with. But from the moment I walk into the grocery store and leave, the moment I walk into work and leave, I got to think there's a few things every day that you think that you don't say, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, some, yeah, okay.
Because it says,
I mean, most of the time I come in here, use my key card if it works, and I see you two guys, and we're close enough that I don't bite my tongue with much with you guys.
No, with you guys it's different, but definitely.
So I might not see anybody else for weeks on end.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, if you just don't see the people at work or whatever, yeah, that's fair. So I guess four times a day might be, I mean, look, they said that that's the average, and it includes the big stuff and also the small things. They give an example, like someone chewing with their mouth open in front of you, and you want to tell them to stop chewing with their mouth open. Now, I'm sorry, but that would only ever be appropriate if it's your kid. If your kid's chewing with their mouth open, that's when you say, hey, little Timmy, chew with your mouth closed. That's a polite thing to do. But never in my life have I been around an adult who's chewing with their mouth open and thought, I'm going to tell this person, hey, you need to stop chewing with your mouth open. That is definitely on a list of things that are like minor annoyances or whatever that don't need to be said out loud because, yes, it will probably hurt the other person's feelings. Now, there's something that's on that list so that you do address, and that is the open fly. If someone's fly is open and you know them enough, if it's a complete stranger in the hallway and it's a quick passing, I think most of the time I do, right? I say, hey, if no one's around.
I don't.
If no one's around. If it were here at work.
Don't figure it out. They don't need me.
Yeah,
like I am the guy. Like you know, if it was actually even if it was you, I probably wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, and I've seen you with your fly down before. I'm like, you know what? Just don't go to tell me any other.
See, I want.
I just
want
to be that guy. Like, you know, I don't ever want to tell you what to do unless I have to.
Right, but you're supposed to be in a circle of trust. That's close
but
enough.
But I'm just saying. I'm saying, but there's a circle, and there's another guy right there. He's going to tell you why. I don't need to do it.
I get that.
I really am that guy. Like, we're both here. Your fly's down. Snow cone will see it in a minute. Or you'll notice it yourself. You don't need me telling you.
I want you guys to tell me. I want you to, if I've got a big white head on my nose, I want you to tell me.
You
got to tell me.
I told you that a long time ago. I'm not telling you. Just figure it out.
I feel like snow cone wouldn't tell me either. Now, another example that they give, though, is I don't want to see more pictures of your cats. And on that one, I thought maybe Lazo could say, maybe I could envision Lazo saying, I don't think you'd say the words, I'm good. I've seen enough pictures of your cats. Or I don't want to see more pictures of cats. But you might be like, oh, my gosh. I got to go do something real quick.
Or my reaction.
Just you'd give off the
so
body
I
don't,
yeah, so they go like, oh, you want to see a picture of my cat? I look like, oh, cool.
Right.
And then hand it back to them. And then I think at that moment, because when people do that, if they really want to, they're like, oh, what kind is it or whatever? A simple, yeah, cool. And hand it back to them like, yeah.
That's
he
it.
He doesn't really care about my cat.
Yep, he doesn't seem overly excited at all.
But you got to be give them that polite, I ain't into it.
Right. And that's I think that's perfectly fair.
Unless, of course, when you brought me a picture of your dog and I ripped it up and threw it in the trash can. I actually threw the dog in the trash can.
Yes, I was going to say, let's clarify. You took the dog off the counter and put it into the trash can.
Somebody's brought a little puppy in one day, and he said, look at my dog. It's so cute. And I said, yeah, it's beautiful. And he set it on my desk. I picked it up, put it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Get it off my desk.
It was a fairly clean. I mean, it wasn't like a break room trash can. It mostly had papers in it and stuff. But still, it was a little jarring, to say the least. That's when I learned. Because I was getting to know Lazo still. And I was like, okay. Note to self. No puppies. Certainly no pictures of puppies or anything like that in the future. Most of us think.
I will say that was one of my favorite moments of all time.
It was a pretty good one. Most of us think.
What are you going to do if someone brings their dog in and it's a little one? Just pick it up and put it in the trash can.
Yeah. Make sure that it doesn't have like old yogurt parfaits and stuff in there. Because yours didn't.
Mine was just, I think it was empty.
It was basically empty. It just had a couple papers in it or something. I think that was it. Most of us think that we're really good at hiding the fact that we're not being totally honest, like 80% of us, which doesn't surprise me. 56% of people claim that they want people to be brutally honest with them and never hold back. 56%. Again, the other one's 57. 56% of people are saying, I wish everyone would tell me everything they're thinking. You are out of your mind. You want to know what people are saying when you leave the room? You want to know. And by the way, you can say things that someone wouldn't want to hear, and you do, about people that you really do like. You know, I have friends that I know, I believe, truly value my friendship and that we're friends. And I don't question that with these certain friends. I'm positive that when I'm not around, at some point they talk trash on me.
Right.
Because I've heard them talk trash on our other friends. Like, I've heard it happen. So I know it's happened.
Right.
Why would I want to hear that?
I would never, let anyone talk trash on you.
What, like in a circle of friends?
Never.
Come on.
Never. I would stop them.
I'm not talking trash.
I'd be like, yo.
He's a loser. But stuff like, you know, I guess dumb stuff. It could be that, did you see that shirt that he was wearing that he was all excited about? My God. Or,
no, if it was anything like, if it was anything.
He's so bad with money. You know, did you hear what he did? He went out and bought another TV. The last thing he needs, he's so bad with money. That's
I may not just be like, yo, stop it. But I may be like, yeah, have you been to his place? He's got really cool TVs. He's doing well. Like, I would turn that around.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm being honest. I would.
I don't think that, knowing my high school friends, I don't think that we're
Snow Cone,
I
may be
that.
Like, I don't know anything. What's going on that guy's head?
Okay. See, Snow Cone's thing
I'd be
is,
like, I love him, but man, you're right.
Well, I thought
whatever
about
whatever you're saying about him is true. I love him, but man.
I thought about Snow Cone the whole time I was reading this because Snow Cone is one of these people who openly admits that he will walk into a room and he always kind of gets the sense that he was just being talked about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I guess if he thinks there's enough evidence, he'll say, what are you guys saying about me? When nothing was being said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? What are you saying about who? About me? Because he.
But I think that's good.
You do?
Yeah, because I think this is what it shows. Because I don't ever get that. I just don't think you're talking about me, right? Unless I catch a hint of something, right? I think it's a sense of not, but I think there's a sense that you are important. Like there's a self-awareness, which is good, a little bit of confidence. I don't want to give it the wrong term, but a little bit of confidence. Where if I walk in, there's people talking, like there's no way those people were talking about me.
Mm.
They haven't thought about, like no one cares about me.
I have that,
so it's that lack of confidence. I can't imagine that you two would be talking about me.
Well,
unless, of course, you turned to me and said we were talking about you.
Right, or like you said, you heard a little something.
Right.
But with him, I also I have thought before that it's good that he doesn't just blindly trust everyone because I'm real gullible, and I trust probably too much. So if you tell me you're going to do something, I believe. If you tell me you've done something, if he's like, yeah, I met Mickey Mantle.
Well,
I go, oh, okay, I know you don't. And I just think, why would that person make that up? That seems ridiculous. They must have done it. Also, that person seems so nice to me. Why would they be saying something bad about me when I leave? Snow Cone, I think, being more aware. Now, also, I think Snow Cone would say that it's a bit of a detriment, and he wishes he had less of it because it causes him anxiety.
Yeah, right.
But when it comes to,
I'm just saying maybe, you know, look, it's not a self-help class. We're just guys at a bar drinking beer, but maybe turn that around a little bit. Like, maybe some of that's good. Like, you don't want it enough that it's causing anxiety, but maybe a little bit of it, like, you know, a little bit of confidence there. It lets you know that, hey, inside you, there is that confidence.
Okay, but would you be, Snow Cone, one of these 56% of people who said that they want everyone to be brutally honest with them at all times?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure, because I don't know how 56%
please
of people...
Don't.
Could say that. Maybe
right, let's say
not...
something brutally honest about each other right now.
No.
Come on, this is good.
I can't.
We're going to do it next. We're going to say one thing brutally honest about each other.
Oh, my God. You know, the worst thing about all this is that
and
one
it
day,
can't be something simple.
One day, Snow Cone had the machine recording in his studio, and he left.
Oh, yeah, that was
bad. And he came back, and there was like 20 minutes of me and Lazo talking about
it. Yeah, but hey, you listen, that wasn't me, was it?
No, it was all Slim.
I mean, I was in it, but I wasn't talking much.
I was doing the full, mostly Slim. He needs to get his act together.
And a lot of me, I was like, oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I was like updating.
Actually, that's
like,
proof of what we just talked about. Slim will talk behind your back.
Yeah, I guess that's
and
true.
I just kind of listened. Like, I don't know.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.